Can you hear that? Can you? God is still clapping. Wasn't it amazing? It was just totally breathtaking. Well done. Well done. I'm sure God is still clapping, you know? I'm sure he really is smiling, and I'm so, so grateful for all of us. Whatever we did and didn't do, even our presence is wonderful. So, Father, we thank you so much for all that you've done. And Father, we come to a time of giving glory to you. We want to give glory to him. And we can do that and build ourselves up at the same time by testifying of our experiences and whatever he may have said to us, our encounters, our conversations, whatever you feel in your heart that will glorify God, please come and build the body up. Okay, that's what this session is going to be to start with, all about. And we're going to start with Paul, aren't we?
Yeah, thank you very much. I want to start with a very short personal testimony before adding a few more details. But my first night here, which was Sunday, because I came as part of the advanced party, during that Sunday night, early Monday morning, when I woke up, I started feeling rather ill. In fact, worryingly so. And when you're on your own in the early hours of the morning at the beginning of the conference, I found it very disturbing. In fact, I thought my conference was going to end before it had even begun. So what did I do? Well, there's not much you can do except cry out to the Lord. And for the next few minutes, I just was saying, Jesus, help. 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 And I then went back to sleep. And I woke up a little bit later in the night, and I felt a lot better. But I just felt, again, help, help, help. And then I woke up the normal sort of time, and I did feel better. It had gone, the past. And the point of that, really, is that sometimes that's all it just needs. When you're on your own and you can't really do much else, Jesus, help, help, because that's what he does. But to share something that's happened from this conference, I've been to a few now. I can remember my first one very well. I wasn't there at the beginning. I was one of those that Steve very lovingly referred to as being picked up along the way. And the very first one, something struck me very forcefully, and it's remained with me, and every time I come to one of these, I see it happen time and time again. And that is corks coming out of the bottles. For a lot of you, you've found a new freedom because the cork has come out of the bottle. And God showed me what some of those corks were, and I'm not going to start to tell you them now, but because God is doing them. But my point is this: don't let the corks go back into the bottle. When you get back home, whatever it is, okay, it's very tempting. It does happen, but it's not a case of come here and get uncorked and go back again. Okay, you stay with the corks out of the bottle. And in one of the Moedim meetings that Steve's mentioned, one that was remarkable, really, just to share about, as Steve said, we don't always know what we're going to do and so on, but we do obviously have some worship time. We throw a suit through seats around and people join in from there, and we have a little lectern at the front. Well, not really the front, it's sort of the side, but you know what I mean. We arrange things, and we had a time of worship. This was during the summer. Do you remember that long, hot summer we had? Yeah? And we had the windows open, and we were worshipping, perhaps feeling a bit drained with it all. And we then just came very, very quiet. And suddenly we heard something quite astonishing. And at first we couldn't work out what it was. We were looking around. What's happening? And then we realized that outside the window, we could actually hear it raining. First time in London for 6 weeks or more. And we all eventually rushed to the window to put our arms out because we really wanted to catch the shower, feel the rain. And then we came back, and it sort of broke open into the meeting in some way. that people started sharing scriptures and so on, and people talked about the Lord thundering, and then it thundered outside and things like that. It was quite amazing. And as this was going on, I was standing sort of next to Steve, and we had a look at what was going on around there. And the thing that struck me that I said to Steve at the time was, look at the front. There's no one there. We weren't leading it at that point. Okay, we'd stepped back. The front was completely empty because God had taken over. And that largely is what Foundations is about. It's actually one of the corks that gets put back into the bottle if you're not careful. People getting in the way of leading what God is wanting to do. And we really experienced that night. And we enjoyed the sound of the rain thundering down in London. And the fact that my train got cancelled and couldn't get home quite as early as I wanted didn't seem to matter. Because, you know, a bit of rain in London and everything gets flooded and weren't used to it. But that was that Moadim meeting. And that symbolises Foundations every time I come here. Let the corks go. Let the stuff out the bottle and so on. Now, in a moment, we're going to have a couple of minutes of hopefully really blessing each other. I've been trying to get us to do this all the time. And I know it's been happening. It's been wonderful. But we're going to have a couple of minutes in which, if you haven't yet spoken a blessing to someone, now's your chance. And with the bread here as well, you know, you've got a perfect way of doing it, because you get a bit of bread, you go to someone, you share it with them, and you speak a blessing over them. So in a couple of minutes, we're going to do that. But last night, during the worship, I was searching for something in the scriptures, and I couldn't find it. In fact, my Bible fell open to a different place. And I didn't bring it then. I'm just going to share it now. Actually, it's in the Song of Songs, some of the words of the lover in the Song of Songs. And actually, I realised that the phrase "the lion's den" comes in the book of the Song of Songs. I didn't notice that. It's not the bit I'm going to read, but I found that the phrase was there. I think we ought to look at that book in one of our Zoom evenings, actually, because it might be part of the scriptures you're not used to. But I think this is what the lover says to you every time you worship like this in here. "You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice." That's what Jesus thought of your worship last night. So we're going to have a time of blessing each other with the bread, and then hopefully there'll be some more testimonies as well. Thank you.
Let's do that. Why don't we stand? Come and take a bit of bread and share it with your blessing to whoever God directs you to. Right, can we, could we come back to your seats again, please? I know the blessings are wonderful. Am I on, David? Am I on? Can you hear me? No? Yes. All right, could we come back to your seats, please? Hello? What? Okay. What? Hello. Not sure this is hello or goodbye. Come along. Oh, well done. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. This must be one of the most artistic bits of wallpaper I've ever seen, don't you think? It's absolutely amazing. Do make sure you have a look at it before you go. Huh? I don't think we can stretch it out anymore, but it's a pretty good sample there as it is. All right, so this is the time. This is the time to bring glory to God. I am sure that there will be many, many testimonies of this. Do not, what's the scripture? Do not, what is it? Do not ignore the small, it's not ignore, is it? Was it? Do not despise. Thank you, thank you. It's, you know, it's a very important scripture to me, you know, I just well ought to know it better because, anyway, never mind, that's another story. But, you know, do not despise small things, because small things can be very, very encouraging. And God is in the small things. That's why he said, do not despise the days of small beginnings. So please, come forward and let's glorify God. And as we do that, the whole body will be lifted up and encouraged and everything. Okay?
I just want to say thank you, first of all, to the Lord, but also thank you. It's been so encouraging to see people contribute in whatever the little that you feel that you have, and how God has used it over these few days. You know, I think right at the beginning, I felt the Lord was saying that bring the little that you have, and you have. And it's the little that we all have makes a whole. And I feel that's what we've done over these last few days. And do you know, it's just blessed. I know it's blessed me, and I know that it's blessed our God. So be encouraged. Don't sit down, and as Paul was saying, you know, that the cork was a wonderful analogy, but let the cork come out and please don't put it back again. So each one of you have been such a special part of our family. Do you all feel family? Yes. And those of you that have come for the first time, do you feel family? Yes. Praise God. Praise God. That's really, I know what God loves families, and we will pray for the children later. Bless you all. Anyway.
Thank you. Go for it, Jackie. You better get your timer out, Steve. Basically, I came to the first foundations, what are we, 10? So 8, 9, and 10. And the first one, I was preparing a preach, and I never really got mixing a lot of things. The second one, I was in a better place. And this one, I came, and I was just sort of saying, God, I'm here, whatever. And, you know, it's been fascinating, my journey with foundations, because I was sharing my testimony with a few ladies, well, a guy as well, a few people, the other day, and the scripture that God gave me when I became a Christian, November the 29th, 1980, was a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. And then 1 John 4, verses 7 to 21. Now, verses 7 to 21, I'm not going to quote the whole lot, but it's a bit about how can you love God whom you haven't seen if you can't love your brothers and sisters who are right round about you? And as I shared that, I just felt God saying, that's what you're in. You're in a place where you're accepted. There's no pressure to conform. There's no pressure to go to anything or do anything. You can just be with God if that's what he wants. But the biggest thing is, I felt part of a family. Now, kind of like, basically from now on, you're stuck with me, Steve. I'm coming back all the time. you know, I mean, how far is Scotland away? About 9 or 10 hours without stops. Do you know, God is good, and he knows all that we need. And this week, a couple of things. I came with very little money, just because that's my circumstances at the moment. But God is sending me away with more money than I came with. And I've bought things, and I've blessed people, and I've done things. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I'm also going away and trying not to put the cork back in this bottle, because I felt right at the start of the week, God said, dance. And I was like, you're joking, God. There's too much wrong with my body to be dancing. But I felt, I need to do this, I need to do this. And then one day I was like, I need to do this. And I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't. And then one of the dancers came and said to me, do you want me to come and get you? I said, no, I've got to be the one that steps out in faith. I've got to be the one that takes that first step. And you know, that's what I've done so many times, because God says he wants relationship. He wants us to trust him in faith. It's no trust him full stop. It's no, well, it is, but we sometimes have got to take that first step. And that's what I felt about here at Foundations. Take the first step of whatever God's telling you to do in faith, because he will meet you in that. And God, I mean, there's lots I could say, but God is in the place. God is, Jesus is speaking to us all the time, and he keeps reinforcing to me, run to God, run to God. No matter what, run to God. And that's what's been said all week about the cross, about Jesus. And there's so much more that we could take and say, but I love being part of this family, even a Scottish woman that half of you probably still can't understand.
Oh, lass. Thank you very much. Yes, if you want to walk on water, you do have to get out of the boat. This is necessary. Now listen, chaps, have you changed your minds? I thought you were going to say something. No? Oh, what a shame. Come on.
I'm thankful for the dance and the choir.
Yes, amen. Thank you.
It's been my first week at Foundations, and I've never been here before. And everybody here's been so nice, and everything we've done's been so fun. I think I might be coming back next year.
Please come back next year.
Thank you. Mine's really, really brief. And the reason I jumped up quickly was because I knew that if I didn't do it, then I would just not do it. And because, I just have got so overwhelmed by these amazing people here who also will say most profound things. And I would think, no, I've got nothing to say. So here I am. And I just want to say, I don't want to list all the things, because I think we all know, every single person here knows what has made up this week, what has made it so wonderful. The worship, the teaching, the fellowship, it's just been absolutely amazing. And really, all I want to say is that it's so special. I can't get over the fact that this is something that I've never found anywhere else, and it's so special. And I don't want to go on about why I think it is, because we all have things in our heart which are telling us why this is so special. But what I wanted to just say, well, thank you for that. And I've had wonderful conversations with people, which is not a coincidence, and it's not just been a coincidence I've sat next to this one, and I've re-established a couple of relationships with people which are so profound to me. But what I want to say is that this is so precious. What is here is so precious that please, you wonderful team and people who have been involved and elders, and is to preserve it and nurture it and keep it and don't lose it, because it's so easy, isn't it, to become bigger or better or whatever. And I think when Steve said this morning, the Steve Maltz Foundation, which we all laughed and found hilarious, but actually there was something behind that. And I know that's not what... that's not what you want, or any of you want. But you know, we know what the world's like, and it's so easy to become the foundation. But but this is unique and special. And thank you so much.
I've not got very much to say. I've just been a bit like Jackie and having to step forward with faith because I've had so much wrong this particular week and for the last while. And yet so many people have loved me and prayed for me, and I'm very thankful for it. Thank you all.
There seems to be a theme here with regarding family, and this is my first time at a Foundations conference, and that's certainly, been how I've felt about it. That it's like family, and also the wonderful teaching. I just want to thank all the teachers. It's been a real blessing, and but the choir song was the thing that did it for me actually, because. It was interesting, I can't remember which of the teachers it was, forgive me, but one of them said it's where it's come into the ark, so that Jesus is already there. And then, of course, we sang that Yeshua is before us, he's behind us, he's everywhere we are. And that was just such reassurance, it is what I needed. Thank you.
When Sarah was introducing this, she said about bringing something small. Well, I brought a small person with me who's already got up and spoken. I'm sure you've all seen Molly now. She's my granddaughter. And, she really wanted to come. She chose to come here with me. And it's been a very different Foundations for me. I've been to quite a few. And, it's been very different. If anybody was at the last one at Abbott Hall, the Lord led me to dance during the celebrations with Ruth Rose's encouragement and Bianca's encouragement, who I think she's gone home now, but they were really encouraging me. And this time, Molly loves dance, drama, singing, anything like that. She's really into that sort of thing. So I think God was using her to get me to dance in the dance workshop, and I was quite filled with some trepidation, but it was all to give God the glory. And I haven't been to as many of the sessions as I would normally have done, but it's been such a blessing to see Molly, especially this morning when she got up and said something. I was. And we've been swimming, and that was really lovely too. And I went for a prayer swim. If nobody's done you've done prayer walks, but I did a prayer swim.
The theme that keeps coming up. Is exactly the opposite of what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to destroy family. We are building up family. Fantastic. One thing I've noticed, though, is there seems to be a part of the family missing. Men? Are you guys coming up, or? Think about it and do it. There you go, little one. Yes, we got one, yes. And then another one, yes, this is true. But we do have some more.
I'm really thankful for all my friends here, how they've been like playing with me and stuff. Thank you for being so kind to our family this year.
Well, this time Foundations has been very different for me as well. Briefly, I don't want to go into detail, some of you have been walking with me, closely supporting me over the last month since about March, and I thank you so much. and others, I'm sure, that I've spoken to will have joined in that. And I've had total peace about the situation I'm facing right the way through. But I arrived here, and Satan has unleashed everything he possibly can against me. I've had such a battle this week, but God is victorious, and Satan has in no way distracted from what this is all about, and I praise him for that. It's nothing to do with anybody, to do with foundations. But aside from that, I've been privileged to spend time with Monica, with Nigel, teaching us new skills and sharing fellowship for, what, 6 or 7 hours together. And I have made from, and so has Monica, from a piece of wood like that, using axes, me with an axe, dangerous, very, very, very sharp knives, and other tools that are seriously sharp, and you think, oh, my thumb might be the next culprit, and have, whoops, sorry. We both approach, Monica and I approach to think differently for our different characters and interests and things, but I have produced... but... one moment, it's not finished. Nigel is sending me away with a whole bunch of sanding sheets. So the next sanding will take off more and more and more until the finished article will shine. Okay?
Don't go for a minute. Don't go. Christine, I just want to stand with you together with all our brothers and sisters. And we pray, we know that you're in that place above, that we stand with you victorious for your health. And we speak life into every part of your being in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We bless you for who you are, Christine, a precious member of our family. We love you, and we stand united with you, believing in your healing and your wholeness. Together, can we all say, Amen, Amen.
How can we describe the wonders of the Lord God? And it is one of his wonders that we're all here together. And family. That verse that says, seek and you'll find. Knock and... who comes in? We are part of the family, and we're finding, and I just pray that God will increase and bring more into that family. And we thank you, all those who've been involved and worked many years. In the name of the Lord, we thank you very much for the encouragement that you have given and are giving. And I just bless the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless him for our being here today. And may he increase that number. Manifold. Bless you.
You know me as Jeremy, and I do lead a bit of the worship, but I want to come up here and just testify a little bit about my week. I came here struggling a little bit, but not in the way you may think, but really wanting to go deeper into God and just want God to cleanse me and to make me more pure and that sort of thing. And I really want to say that from the minute I walked through those doors, I felt accepted, I felt it affirmed, I felt part of the family, I didn't feel judged, I didn't feel marginalized. And the real difficulty, and for all those who've been at the front and strutted your stuff, so to speak, is people imagine that you're okay. You know, it's all right for him because, you know, he can play. And it's really the exact opposite. In fact, often you feel completely... it's like you're putting on an act. You're like putting on a suit. And I just want to say that I haven't felt like that this week. I've just done what I've done because I can do it. And, you know, for all those who are either aspiring musicians or aspire to do anything... It's really important that your security is in God, not in your ability. Because God gives you ability, but you have to find your security in Jesus Christ first. And actually, I just wanted to, that's why I'm up here, because I wanted you all to know that God has chosen every single one of you for a particular purpose. It may be to clean the loos. It may be to paint the guttering, whatever it is, that's not the important thing. It's the fact that you trust him. And when you trust him, you will do it brilliantly. You will do it excellently. And so I just want, my testimony here is to thank God for his faithfulness, for the work that he's doing in me, and for the work he's doing in each one of you. It was on Wednesday night. When we had that wonderful time of body ministry. And I had a song I wanted to bring, and I couldn't bring it because it would have actually spoiled the flow of things. I'm not going to sing it for you now, don't worry. But this is my heart. This is the song I wanted to sing. And it's a fairly old song, and it's I Want to Serve the Purpose of God in My Generation. And I think... for all of us, that's what we really want to do. Some of us struggle to do it, but actually, you have to let God show you what to do and where to do it and how to do it. So that's really what I'd like to finish on, is just to pray that prayer that each one of us... I'll start again. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for what you have done in me this week. I want to thank you for what you're going to do in me in the future. But Lord, I want to lift everyone here before you now that they would find their purpose in you. Father, I just know that you are reserving a remnant for the end times. You are reserving a remnant because they are strong in you, because they will stand up for Jesus. They will stand up and be counted worthy for Jesus. Lord, as we leave this place and we go our separate ways, I pray that your purposes for each one of these people here, that it would become clear in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just want to say I'm another one that came here through reading the Heart magazine. A friend of mine let me have it. I'd never heard of Salt Shakers at all. But I thought, well, it's fairly near to where I live, because I live in South Somerset and I could drive there. And so I phoned Steve Maltz and he said, I said I would need an ensuite room because I was quite elderly. And he said, well, it was just a superior room I could have. So I thought, well, yes, I'll go ahead and book it. But then I kept, thinking, I don't think I really want to go. You know what I mean? I don't know anybody and I just don't really want to go. And then a cousin of mine passed away, so I thought, well, now I'm not going to be able to go because the funeral's going to work out to be that week, so I don't need to worry about it anymore. And then my daughter phoned me and said that we're not going to the funeral because she only wants her children and her ex-husband and grandchildren to go, so the opening was there. So I thought, well, I better go. And then the day before I was at a meal and I met a Christian and I just said to her, I was coming, I said, I don't know a soul. And anyway, she introduced me to, she knew somebody was coming who kindly came and introduced her to me. And I have met Linda and people I've met before. And it's just been wonderful family. I just really, I'm moved to tears by it, really, the wonderful love and fellowship that I've received from everybody. So thank you very much, and praise the Lord.
Well, dear brothers and sisters, this is not my testimony. A lovely sister who'd come here for the first time. She thought, you know, you've got a nice, soft, sympathetic face. So she asked me if I could read this out for you. Thank you, Rosie, because I can barely see anything without my glasses, which I broke. Thank you, Rosie. So I've now got the, I'm able to see. The lady's name was Rosemary Corner. And I think Rosemary did a share and tell, I think. Anyway, she came in very unsure of herself in terms of her own identity in the Lord. And she's asked me to read this for her. And she wants to say just blessings to you all and thank you, but she has to go home for domestic reasons, which were pressing. And she says this, able to be and show my true redeemed nature here and let Jesus shine out through me, fully released in worship. Thank you, Lord, for that. She's fed on the finest of the wheat, she says, and learn new ways of reading and interpreting God's word. And this is a lovely thing, which is, seems to be the theme. She's found an amazing family, which is great, isn't it? Of people who fully love Jesus and are happy to talk about him and share their lives with me. A very special moment when she felt that the Lord confirmed with her that it was time to take some time out and to find guidance and counsel, which she's found here. That's wonderful. She says, my faith has grown in the Lord's wonderful hand, who is truly I am that I am. And then she just added before she left, she felt that the heavens were open before her and the glory of God was shining all around her, and she feels a battle has been won in the heavenly realms, which is wonderful, and people have been set free during this weekend. That's great. While I'm here, because I'm a bloke and I've not, you know, we need some more men. I've met some lovely people, and you know, I won't mention people by name because you're all very, very special. And brothers and sisters. But I have met one or two who I feel an affinity with, and we shall carry on corresponding. For me, difficult to get here because my lovely wife is severely paralyzed for 20 years, and it was difficult. It's always difficult to get away, you know. Well, you know the phrase, you don't go out much. Well, that's me. But it's been a great time, and I've been really blessed here today. Done some things I wouldn't normally do. Where's Tony gone? Yeah, it's Tony, my Manchester mate. I felt a bit daft about dancing, you know, but it worked out all right, didn't it? Yeah, in the end. And so thank you guys for loving me and being with that. Can I just say thank you to the children here? I have had the most wonderful time with you, each of you. And I've been, my socks have been blessed off me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I have to tell you, Israel, I only brought one pair of socks. Yeah, because I always forget things. So all the stuff we were supposed to pack into my motorbike was left on the side. It didn't matter, yeah. I hope you've not noticed too much. Yeah. Yeah. I did find a shower every day. Anyway, but it's been absolutely wonderful, and I know that folk are praying for my lovely wife Fiona, because it breaks my heart to leave her behind, because she could never go anywhere, you know. So thank you and those who've prayed, and I just want to say, Lord willing, I will see you again. God bless you.
I just want to talk to you about colours. I came here because it's the fourth time I've been
part of some sort of foundation, so I knew what to expect. I knew how wonderful it was going to be, and I knew I was coming to join in with the family. And then the Lord suddenly said to me, what are you going to do? And I went, don't know. Okay, right, primary colours. Right, well, I'm not red, I'm not blue, I'm not yellow. I'm not one of the ones that can do something special. But then God said, yeah, but the whole of nature isn't just red, blue and yellow. It's a total mixture. And so the wonderful sunshine mixes with the red, and we get orange. And when we look round at nature, and we mix the blue with the yellow, we get all those beautiful greens, and the purples with the blue and the red. And then we look around, and we mix all the colours around. And what do we get? We get brown. And the earth is made up of all these different browns. So it doesn't matter whether we are something special, whether we've got one gift or another gift or another. The time of little things, yes, we all matter because we all belong to the earth and we all belong to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Well, I never thought I'd be doing this. I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I can't go up, and I'm shaking like a leaf. But I have been so blessed for being here, and I think the main thing is that it's such an acceptance of who I am. I don't have to be anything other than I am, and most of my time, and I'm sorry to say it, amongst Christian communities, I don't measure up. I don't seem to measure up. And it didn't matter here whether I measured up at all. I needed to go home yesterday, and I thought, well, it's going to be like a bucket. I think I said to somebody, it's going to be like a bucket of cold water when I go away from this place. But what I forgot is that I didn't leave Lord here. And my husband's not a believer. We've been married for 38 years next week. He says he can't believe in God. I don't want to betray his confidence, so I won't go into detail. But we had such a beautiful day yesterday, and I realized that I'd taken God with me. I hadn't left him here. And I just wanted, when Paul said, don't put the cork back in the bottle, I think something must have happened to me to make him see me in a new light. Because one of the things he did say to me, it must be wonderful to believe in some greater being who is love and is hope. But he said, I don't see it in the churches. And so what I want to say to you is another thing that really struck me during the week was from above. And we have to stay there. And we don't know the effect. And just as well, because pride would get in if we did know. So all I can I don't know what it was, but I think he saw something different in me yesterday. And even to the extent that I was going to drive myself in, he said this morning, I'll drive you. And I'll pick you up. So, praise God. Thank you.
It was just something that just struck me, which is very important, lest we forget. We are human beings before we are human doings. And it's the fact that Christ is in us, our presence is often a huge work in front of other people, because there's something in our being that brings Christ across to others. So the guilt up and out in the name of Jesus. Whatever he wants you to do, he's prepared before the beginning of the world, works for us to do. And he will show each and every one of you what they are and when you're supposed to do them. In the meantime, be still and know that I am God. All right, so be encouraged, okay?
I just want to say that on Sunday when I arrived, I felt the sort of rumblings of perhaps a sore throat coming on. On Tuesday, halfway through my meal, it suddenly became incredibly painful to swallow. I've never really experienced that before. Though every time, maybe it was a word to say, don't eat the roly-poly, but... but anyway, it was very painful, and I was a bit nervous because I was doing the show and tell the next day. But Kim prayed for me that evening, and when I woke up Wednesday morning, it was just gone. I didn't have any pain at all. I also want to thank you for the possibility of selling the bags from Romania here this week, and to thank you, those that have bought the bags. It's been wonderful to see people walking around with them because they're so colourful. But also to thank you because I think it's £180 that I've collected out of the bowl, and that's about a third of the money we use each time when we go over to pay their salaries. So thank you very much, and thank you for blessing them as well. Thank you.
Hang on, David. Polly wants to say another word, and I'm very pleased about that. Go on, Polly.
Foundations isn't just a group of people. It's a family where people come together and meet and make friends. I'm going to be very sad when I leave because I've made lots of good friends and everybody here is really nice and caring.
Bless you, Geddy.
How does anybody follow these kids? They're amazing. Well, I just wanted to draw attention to something that is pretty well out of sight, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the back room, as it were, during a conference like this. And one of the things that's a real blessing and a weight off my shoulders is the prayer team. Many of you will not be aware that we have a prayer team. I'm not talking about the little prayer gathering early in the morning, which is lovely and it's good that folk participate in that. But we have a team behind the scenes that I can, and others in the leadership team, we can refer things to them. And they make it their business throughout the week to just support us in prayer. And if a particular issue arises or somebody has a problem, that they're in prayer, they're meeting regularly twice a day to just lift things before the Lord and seek his face and just know that God himself is, as it were, on the case in every situation. So just want to say thank you to the Lord, give him the glory that he's raised up folk who will, I'm not going to name any of them because you know, they're a lovely group. They do their work quietly. But I just want you to know that group exists. So let's just praise God that he has raised up folk who take the burden for all of us and just lift us up before the throne of grace. Because that's all going on, and it's part of what undergirds all that's happening and the way that it happens. So thanks be to God for our prayer team. Thank you.
Bless you, David. Thank you. Okay, thank you all very much. And before we sing to the Lord again, we thought it would be nice to come together and pray for these wonderful, delightful children we have. Eh? So, children, would you like to come forward, all of you? And and here comes the epitome of a father figure. And then, of course, there's the epitome of the mother figure. And and Father is going to pray for the children. Aren't you, Dad? Yeah.
Shall we stand with him? Go on.
permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands upon them. Father, we want to first give glory to your Son, your child, our Savior, our Redeemer, our glorious King, the one whom we are here to worship and to adore. And Father, my prayer for these little ones is, Father, that you would raise them to be uncompromising in your word, to not to cower before the enemy, but to stand firm, courageous in Christ Jesus. That they would be strong in his might. That they would know the truth, and that the truth would set them free. That they would abide in your word. And Lord, doing so, that they may lead others into your kingdom. And Father, we pray for those children across this nation who are being taught lies by the enemy. Father, we pray that in your mercy, you would open blind eyes to the truth of your word, the truth of your gospel. Lord, may your truth be proclaimed throughout this land. Father, may we take the responsibility to keep on preaching and teaching your word, that eyes may be opened by the power of your Spirit. And Father, I also want to pray for the fathers in this nation. Lord, that they would rise, particularly the Christian fathers, that they would rise up, Father, and take on their responsibility, that in the spirit of Elijah, you would turn the hearts of their fathers to their children and the children to their fathers, and that they would take the biblical headship of their families and lead them forward, not delegating the responsibility to others, but teaching them in the truth, nurturing them in the truth for the sake of your kingdom. Father, will you raise them up, we pray. Will you raise up a kingdom of believers who will not cower, who will stand for the word of your truth, who will not compromise. Father, we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Barry, very much. Thank you.
So the Lord gave me a verse, I believe, for all of you children at the beginning of the week. And it's, I'll probably get it wrong now, but they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting by the Lord for the display of his splendor. And we just give thanks for every single one of you children. You've been planted by the Lord in your mother's tummies, and God will watch over you. But you will grow as strong, mighty oaks. And I just believe all the attacks that come against you, all the axes that try and knock you down will just be like rubber axes, which are just pathetic, and they'll fall to the ground. And as you grow, I just pray that your leaves will stretch out, your branches will stretch out, you'll provide protection for others, you'll provide comfort, and you will produce much, much fruit. So know that you are mighty oaks of righteousness. Amen.
Thank you, Kim. Okay, David, over to you.
Okay.
All right, all yours.
Sorry to hold up proceedings. I haven't much to say. In fact, I'm, for a change, I'm speechless. Really just want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart just for Tuesday, which I was dreading, and I slept that night peacefully, and the next day I was able to eat a complete meal, which I don't normally do for 5 years now. I had 3 portions of whatever I was eating. So I just thank you for that peace, inner peace that I've received, and the love each and every one of you have demonstrated. The love of Yeshua shines out through you all, and I've felt that in such a real and meaningful way, and I just thank the Lord for you all. Amen.
Colin has got to go for yet another biopsy, haven't you, buddy? On, when is it, Tuesday? So, let's stand together and speak out that even though he has to go through this process, it will prove absolutely pointless because there's absolutely nothing wrong there, and that it is just a formality for the non-believers.
Amen.
All right? Be healed in Jesus' name, Colin. Amen. And thank you for being with us.
Amen.
Bless you, brother, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Go, buddy.
It's all right, don't sit down. You can stay standing. Just before we start, I'd like to say that Foundations, yes, it's just a beautiful family. I want to thank all of you for just being a wonderful brothers and sisters to each of you, each other, and to myself. I grew up in a Christian family, going to lots of conferences and things where children were sort of seen but not really heard. They weren't Victorian times, we're not that old. But and then I went away from the Lord for quite a long time because there was nothing for me for my age group. And it's so refreshing to see how these wonderful children are growing and taking part and being part of this beautiful family. I wish if I'd have had that, I don't know who I would be today. But I just thank the Lord that I can see my son and I can see these other beautiful children just grasping hold of the faith, dancing, singing, and coming up and being bold to say how much they've enjoyed it. So let's just give the children another round. Are you ready to praise and worship? Are you ready to praise and worship?
Yeah.
Right. Right. You ready? He's coming on the clouds. See. He's coming on the clouds. Kings and kingdoms will bow down, and every chain will break. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? No one. He's coming on the clouds. The kings and kingdoms will bow down. Every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? He's coming on the clouds. Kings and kingdoms will bow down. Every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a lion of Judah. He's roaring in power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is a lamb that was slain for the sins of this world. He The blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him. Open up the gates, make way before the King of Kings. And God who comes to save is there to set the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a Lion, the Lion of Judah, roaring in power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before Him. Our God is a Lamb, the Lamb that was slain for the sins of this world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him. And who can stop the Lord Almighty? 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 Again. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? 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 Our God is a Lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before Him. Our God is a Lamb, the Lamb that was slain for the sins of this world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow for the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him. We are daughters and sons, singing as one. We've got a hope now. The walls have tried to divide, but nothing can hide the power that we found. And you are walking with us, and all of the walls are turning to dust. They are falling. Sing praise, we sing praise. We fill the skies with songs from our hearts. Sing praise, we sing praise. Till enemies know how faithful you are, oh God. Up your name, put darkness in chains. You go before us, and love is swallowing fear, and all of the walls will soon disappear. They are crumbling down. Sing praise, we sing praise. We fill the skies with songs from our hearts. Sing praise, we sing praise, till enemies know how faithful you are. Sing praise, we sing praise, we fill the skies with songs from our heart. Sing praise, we sing praise, till enemies know how faithful you are, oh God. was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, oh, oh, oh. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, oh, oh. We sing praise, we sing praise, please turn the skies with songs from my heart. Sing praise, we sing praise, till enemies know how faithful you are. Sing praise, we sing praise, we fill the skies with songs from our hearts. Sing praise, we sing praise, till enemies know how faithful you are, oh God. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, oh, oh. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, oh. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, oh. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, whoa. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, whoa. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, whoa. Was a coming down, was a coming down, whoa, whoa.
You're not going to be able to resist dancing to this one.
Haba, nakila haba, nakila haba, nakila benishmeka. Haba, nakila haba, nakila haba. Nagila venishmecha, Abba narenena, Abba narenena, Abba narenena venishmecha, Abba narenena, Abba narenena, Abba narenena venishmecha. Uru, uru akim, uru akim belet samaya, uru akim belet samaya. Uruakim, balef samme, uruakim, balef samme, uruakim, uruakim. Hey,
balef samme.
Haba, nagila haba, nagila haba, nagila ben ishmecha. Haba, nagila haba, nagila haba. Nagila ben ishmecha, Habana renena, Habana renena, Habana renena ben ishmecha, Habana renena, Habana renena, Habana renena ben ishmecha. Uru, uru akim, uru akim, lef sameach, uru akim, lef sameach, uru akim, lef sameach. Uruakim,
Sameh, Uruakim,
Uruakim, Uruakim. Belev Sameh.
One more time.
Abba, Nagila Abba, Nagila Abba, Nagila Benishmeka. Abba, Nagila Abba, Nagila Abba, Nagila Benishmeka. Habana renena, habana renena, habana renena, benishmeka. Habana renena, habana renena, habana renena, benishmeka. Uru, uru, wakin, urakin, lefzameya, urakin, lefzame, urakin, lefzameya, urakin, lefzameya, urakin, urakin. Uruakim Belev Samea.
We've got a conflict of songs here, but yes. Okay. King of Kings, you reign forevermore.
King of Kings, you reign forevermore. King of Kings, you are the Lord. King of Kings, we bow before your throne. King of Kings, we adore.
King of Kings,
King of Kings, we reign forevermore. King of Kings, you are the Lord. King of Kings,
you bow before your throne.
King of Kings, we adore. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, you alone are God. Holy, holy, holy. King of Kings, you reign forevermore. King of Kings, you are the Lord. King of Kings, we bow before your throne. King of Kings, adore. Glory and power to God Almighty, glory and honor to the Son. Glory, glory for all eternity, glory, glory, glory. King of Kings, you reign forevermore. King of Kings, you are the Lord. King of Kings, you bound for your throne. King of Kings, we adore. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, holy, holy, who is to come. Holy, holy, you alone are God. Holy, holy, holy. King of Kings, you reign forevermore. King of Kings, you are the Lord. King of Kings, we bow before your throne. King of Kings, we adore. Glory and power to God Almighty, glory and honor to the Son. Glory, glory for all eternity, glory, glory, glory.
One more time.
King of Kings, you reign forevermore. King of Kings, you are the Lord. King of Kings, we bow before your throne. King of Kings, we adore.
Thank you.
26. I don't have that one.
Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Help us, Father, to love one another, to us forgiving each other. Heal our wounds, bind us together, so the world might believe. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Help us, Father, to love one another, with humble hearts, forgiving each other. Heal our wounds, bind us together, so the world might believe. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Help us, Father, to love one another, with humble hearts, forgiving each other. Heal our wounds, bind us together, so the world might believe. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in the olive tree, one in Yeshua's love.
Yeah, I don't know the words, but the words are down there.
The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. Receive the blessing of the Lord, his name upon you all, to face the lion's den without a cork on the bottle. Yeshua's mighty name. Yavarechicha Adonai vayishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha vichunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord will bless you and the Lord will keep you. He'll make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. He'll lift up his countenance and the Lord will give you his Shalom. Nothing lacking, nothing missing. His goodness, His wholeness, His completeness, His peace. In Yeshua's mighty name, Amen.
Bless you, Kayla. Thank you so much. And all the Lord's traveling mercies to each and every one of you. See you at F11. Yay. Be there. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat. Goodbye.